Hello, welcome to our Encore for Friday here, the 14th of March, 2025. Last year, the 14th of March, was on Thursday. That's kind of how it works out. And last year on this day, Ward Hornacek visited us. Ward was a former Hershey Squirt hockey goon who talked with us about vicious hockey hits. You know, the Hershey Squirt used to be the Squirts, Margaret?
Well, they were the Hershey Squirts, and then they became the Squirt. And Frank was just out of... I think he was just out of college. He started working for them as a mascot.
So he was a Hershey Squirt.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. I mean,
he had a brown drip. He got into a suit that looked like a brown drip.
So anyway,
I knew you'd laugh at that.
Of course, I'm going to laugh at that.
Relax, Phil.
I'm fine. So here comes Ward. What is his name? Ward Hornacek. Former Hershey Squirt hockey goon talking about vicious hockey hits here on the Phil Henry Show. Welcome, everybody, to today's show. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Again, thank you to KCAL Channel 9 and Amy Johnson for the interview yesterday. It was very short, but it was fun just to say hi to everybody and to talk about the documentary Henry coming up, produced by Jordan Brady, directed by Pat Reynolds. I'm all doing all the heavy lifting. I'm doing all the legwork. They, of course, will be getting the large share of the money. But it's fantastic. I'm kidding around a little bit here. I'm sure that eventually they'll come around and feel guilty and cut me into a very, very large share.
Yeah.
All right, shut up, bud. You're kidding, right? Ooh, you almost said serious. On today's show, folks, we have Ward Hornacek. Ward Hornacek, hockey goon. The former hockey goon of the Hershey Squirts. Remember the team, the Hershey Squirts? That's the team that Frank Gray was a mascot for. He just ran around with He ran around in a brown drip costume.
Yeah.
And there's Phil. You know, Margaret, you can quit anytime. Quit all of this? Why? Here is our show for today. Ward Hornacek, hockey goon. Yeah. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And,
For God's sake, not in the tub again, Frank.
Oh, my God, get a load of him. I'm trying to relax.
Hey, Frank, it's Ward Hornacek. How are you?
Ward, yes, they told me that you were going to be on the program.
And you're taking yourself a bath, huh?
I am taking a bath. Been a tough day. I tell you what, Ward, I did 36 holes with Skeet Beat-A-Billia, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Skeet Beat-A-Billia, so...
Yeah. Do you know Skeet Beat-A-Billia? Who is this, Frank?
That's Frank Gray.
Who is Skeet Beat-A-Billia? Skeet Beat-A-Billia is the money that... Skeet, if you're listening, you know how much you owe me, so...
Well, I don't know anything about that.
It's a sore spot. It's a sore spot to bring up, yeah.
All right, well, anyway, I thought I'd mention that I played some golf with her today, but it's good to talk to you. And I know that they were bringing you on the program because they want to talk about... What do you want me to do this for?
Go ahead.
Well, they want to talk about the game yesterday between the Buffalo Sabres and the...
The Buffalo Sabres and the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw the game.
Right, and just getting hit by Austin Matthews on that guy, Dolan.
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
Well...
See, if by way of explanation, Phil, Margaret knows this, Ward was a real hard-hitting defenseman with the Hershey Squirts. They used to get into it, mix it up. I don't know how many fights you're in. You probably won most of them.
I got in a lot of fights, got a lot of hits in. Over the course of some 17 years playing minor league hockey, because it's going to take its toll.
Yeah, and I used to sit up in the stands. I was the Squirt mascot, so I'd have on the Squirt costume. And Ward, I took a lot of inspiration from you because, as you can imagine, you're dressed up like a Squirt. You know, it's
well, it was a very unfortunate nickname for the team. I'm glad the team moved and changed it.
The team moved to where?
The team eventually moved to.
They moved to Massachusetts.
Yes, Worcester, Massachusetts. That's right. What did they become? Did they keep the name Squirts?
I think the Worcester Squirt. I think they singularized it.
Yeah, that's what they did. They were the Hershey Squirts in Hershey. When they went to Worcester, they became the Worcester Squirt.
The Worcester Squirt. Why would they just choose a new name?
Why didn't they just call themselves the Worcester Lions or something? Well, it's not a very original name.
No, Lions is not original, Dickman. You got the Detroit Lions, all kinds of names. You got to come up with something original, you know. And the owner of the Hershey Squirts was a guy by the name of Charlie Begworth. And Charlie was never one. She always had to be different. So she named the team Hershey Squirts. Finally sold it to the Worcester Mass investment group.
Right. Well, they're a group of businessmen, and they kind of liked the name Squirts, but it was owned by Charlie. Charlie wouldn't let them have it, and he got around it by calling the Squirt.
Yes, I bet you that PO'd him.
Oh, he was hopping mad for a long time, but there was nothing they could do about it.
All right. Well, we got Ward here, Frank, to talk a little bit about yesterday's game between the Buffalo Sabres and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, I know, Margaret. It's not everyone's a hockey fan. I know. Not everyone's a hockey fan.
Margaret, let her MC this.
Frank, I've been doing the show a while.
All right.
No, Margaret, I know not everybody's a hockey fan, but we'll try to, you know, Ward and along with Frank, we'll try to give people an update on this because it was an interesting game. It was a game played outdoors.
That's right. It's called the Heritage Classic.
Right, they play it out in the snow.
Right, it was played outside in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, between the Buffalo Sabres and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Both of those teams are, you could almost say, local or home teams or the teams that the people in Hamilton, which is a few, I don't know, about 100 miles or something from Toronto. And the people in Hamilton could well be rooting for either one of those teams. Yes, either one of the teams. They're sort of Toronto area, Buffalo area, you know, Hamilton area teams. So that was played there at Tim Horton Field. It's a new football stadium they have in Hamilton. Okay, so the game goes on, and Buffalo takes the lead. Buffalo took the lead. Frank, you kind of lead me into this.
Right, well, Buffalo should lead you. What do you mean lead you into it?
I'm gonna get to the cross-check by Matthews.
Buffalo took a 5-2 lead. And it looked for a minute there like Toronto went up 2-1. And Austin Matthews, this young player out of Arizona, Phil, if you can believe that.
A lot of players come from the States down the Sun Belt.
Yeah, they sure do. A lot of hockey players. Ward, where are you from originally?
I'm from Brantford, Ontario, so I'm from near Hamilton.
Phil, aren't your cousins living there?
One of my cousins lived there, yeah.
Yeah, so where was I?
You're talking about the player Austin Matthews?
Yeah, Austin Matthews comes from Arizona. You know, Arizona, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how much ice do they have there, Ward? Probably not a lot.
No, I don't imagine they get much ice at all.
Yeah, they got no ice. They got no snow. I bet you they got precious little cold water. You know what I'm saying about that? About the cold water?
We got it, Frank. All right,
Frank, so anyway, they got a hockey players in Arizona.
Yeah, it is kind of unusual to have hockey in Arizona, ain't it?
No, it's not, because they got a professional team there. Oh, it's called the Arizona.
It's called Arizona.
Arizona. I thought it was called Arizona.
Why would it be called Arizona?
Yeah, it's called Arizona because it's the hockey way of saying it.
Yeah, sure.
There's no hockey way of saying Arizona. Arizona Coyotes.
Yes, the Arizona Coyotes. And there wasn't an Arizona.
There was an Arizona Coyote team, yes, many years ago when they wanted to secede from the Union. I can't get into it now.
Who wanted to secede from the Union?
You're talking about Arizona? Oh, yeah. They were going to call themselves Arizona or Horizona. I'm only kidding you people in Arizona. It's just a joke.
Yeah, that'd been a bad one too, Ward, because I got to live here, okay?
You live in California.
Well, it's close. But
all right, so anyway, the game yesterday.
Yeah, the game yesterday was contested by the Toronto Maple Leaf and the Buffalo Sabres. And
Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres. And what happened was Buffalo goes up 5-2, and then they start hitting Matthews pretty good. This guy, Rasmus Dahlin, I think that's her name, right?
Yeah, Dahlin is big defenseman for the Buffalo Sabres. And at one point they had some contact in the middle of the ice, and then there was a play down near the Buffalo net where Matthews went charging in.
Yeah, Matthews goes charging in and hit Dahlin, and Dahlin hit her back.
Right, Dahlin hit him back, and the next thing you know, Matthews raises his stick up and cross-checks this guy, Dahlin.
Now, when you say cross-check, what do you mean? You take the stick and jam it in his face.
Yeah, what happened was Matthews picked the stick up just head level and jammed it right into Dahlin's face. And I mean, he just shoved it in there.
Yeah, it was a pretty good hit. It didn't take Dahlin down. Dahlin's a big guy. And then Dahlin checked Matthews back or something.
I think he just pushed him.
Right, she pushed him. And Matthews goes falling back on her ass. And now you got a scrub in front of the net.
So I was watching this game, and you're right about that check, Ward. Now, you as a defenseman and as a guy who was known to fight, that was a hard check. And that's something that Matthews, by the way, folks, got suspended for 2 games.
Well, you know what? You take chances like that. You get frustrated. You have your team was up by 1. Now they're down by 3. There's not much time left in the game. They've been bumping you and hitting you all game long. Matthews, one of their big stars. And Dahlin did that again to him down there around the net. And that's when Matthews fell on the ice.
Yeah, he fell down and fell backwards on the ice. Then he came up and he stuck it in.
Well, when you say he stuck it in.
Watch it, Dickman, okay?
No, I mean he took the stick.
So when you talk about a cross-check, what do you mean?
A cross-check is when you have the stick parallel to the ground. You got 2 hands on it, almost as if, you're holding onto a crossbar of some kind, and you take it, and you take the middle of that stick, and you just bang it into the opponent. Now, it depends on where you hit him, but it's generally illegal. You got the stick cannot be that high up.
What is high sticking? I've heard about high sticking. Frank talks about it.
High sticking, Margaret, is when the stick is stuck. You know,
when the stick's stuck up, not stuck up, when the stick is up.
Yeah, the stick gets stuck up there.
When the stick's high, when they're playing high with the stick, Mark, when they have it like head level, yeah, that's against the rules.
All right, so is that what he did? He high-sticked?
Well, it was worse than high-sticking.
Well, it was worse than high-sticking, Margaret. What she did was she picked it up and jammed this right into this man's head and face.
Yeah, and it was a pretty good cross-check. And it's a funny thing how when you see something like that, all of a sudden all the memories come back to you, you know?
When you were playing.
Yeah, my memories of playing. And I have to be honest with you, and I have to pull myself away from this sort of thought process. But when I...
Well, you look like you're getting comfortable in the seat there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, but...
Are you remembering it fondly?
Yeah, it looks like you're kind of... No, that's not a fair way of saying it. I'm remembering doing that, taking a stick. There was one guy who played... Frank, I don't know if you remember the team we used to play, the Paloon Renegades. You remember them out of Paloon, Ohio?
Yeah, I seem to remember their coach. He used to wear a red derby.
That's right. The Paloon Renegades had a player named Gus Falafel. And this guy, Falafel, one day pushed me, and I turned around. I said, okay, that's my in. Because, as you know, as a defenseman and a guy who was known to mix it up, I didn't have any qualms about getting right up in a guy's face, especially when he'd been bumping our big star at the time. In those days in Hershey, we had Skeeter Blaylock.
Great scorer. Very fast.
Right. And they were banging away on Skeeter at the game. So finally, this guy, Falafel, hits me from behind. I turned around with the stick, and I just jammed it into his face, and I just... Pushed it in.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry. I'm just remembering it. You have those memories.
Well, when you saw Matthew stick that guy yesterday, what were you thinking about her?
Well, what was I thinking? I was thinking, gosh, I hope no one gets hurt, but I hope... I just wanted to see him do it again, you know?
You seem a little troubled.
You seem troubled by the memory.
I'm fine.
Well, what are we talking about here, Ward? You like seeing a guy get a nose busted with a hockey stick?
No, that would not be the right way of putting it. I like to see a good hard check, good clean fun.
Yeah, but there's nothing clean about that. That's against the rules.
Yes, that's right. It is against the rules. I've got to...
It's a cross check.
You're very pensive.
I got to remember that it's against the rules because let me just say this. When I saw it happen, I remember looking at it and seeing the stick go right against the guy's nose, and I thought, God help me for... May God help me for this. I thought, God, I hope that busts his nose.
Oh, my God.
So you really want to see a guy get hurt?
No, it was what he did. He pushed Matthews from behind. I thought Matthews had the right to come around. And he took the stick and went, yeah!
Jesus.
Hey, why don't you sit down, okay? Take it easy.
Is she standing up?
Yeah, he's standing up. I'm sorry. Should we take a break here? No, I'll be fine. You have to understand.
Well, you know, hockey, the contact sport that it is, Phil, Margaret, General, and Bud, you had to be aggressive to play. play it.
You did have to be aggressive, and you had to take an aggressive stance against anybody that was going to invade the crease like that.
Now, what do you mean by crease?
It's in front of the goal. Yes, it's the little blue area, the little blue space on the ice in front of the goal. So you had to be careful. So you didn't want to have some guy hanging out in there, setting up shop, having himself an ice cream cone and standing around like, you know. Well, when I saw that, they used to make me angry.
First of all, she's blocking the goaltender from doing her job. And secondly, sometimes they'll bump the goalie and interfere and things like that.
Right, right. So this guy, Gus Falafel, had not really was not in the crease in this game I'm talking about, but had hit Skeeter from behind. And that's when I saw my opening that Falafel was down around the goal. And I thought he might try to interfere with Wiener Barbeau, who was our goalie.
Yeah. Wiener's the goalie those days.
Wiener Barbeau. That's right. That's his name. Ask me again. I'll tell you the same.
That's the guy's name.
All right. So this guy, Gus Falafel.
Yeah, Gus Falafel is down in front of Wiener Barbeau. And the next thing you know, I went over, tried to bump him out of there, push him out of there. It turns around, knocks me on my rear end, and that's when I took the stick, and I got it face high, and I knew that what I was about to do was against the rules, but there was something at that point.
You couldn't stop yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't. All I could see was I could visualize in my mind the stick hitting his face and his nose just going flat, just flat as a pancake, and his eyes bugging out of his head. And I just thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And then I just said, I'm going to do it. 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 And that's when the ref had his back turned. And I took the stick and I just went, yeah. Take it easy. Hold on. Oh, sorry. I'm awfully sorry.
Well, Ward, I can understand you having fond memories of you. Did you bust Gus's nose?
I believe that I did. I'm not sure. I hit him. I hit him in the face about 9 or 10 times, but I don't think his nose broke because he was a big, ugly slob, and it didn't matter what you did to him. He wasn't going to get any better looking.
Well, there's the truth, and her nose was already flat pancake right across her face.
Yes, that's right. I want to ask Ward Hornacek, or it's Hornacek, right? Yes, that's about the 8th time. I'm sorry, sir. Ward Hornacek. I want to ask a question, Ward. You, in recounting this episode, you are, and Margaret and all of us have noticed that you seem to have an unresolved feeling.
Yeah, it seems like you're seeing it in your mind's eye, and you're going, yeah.
That's right, I am. And that's a normal thing. I still have the competitive edge.
Yeah, but if you have the competitive edge, it looks like you'd like to get right, as if you're holding a grudge against this man. What is it?
Gus Falafel, right? Yeah, Gus Falafel. I don't have any grudge. Let me tell you right now, I'm fine. I got no grudge against Gus Falafel and the Paloon Renegades. They were a bunch of bedwetters, and they were, you know, they won the league that year. You remember, Frank?
Yeah, they did win the league. They got away with a few points, and
that always stuck in my craw a little bit. But let me tell you something. I can go whole years without thinking about them.
Yeah, but when you do think about
them. Yeah, if you do think about them, then you want to, you know.
You're seeing yourself breaking this man. You didn't break the man's nose.
No, I must have. I had to have. But when you looked at Gus, he had his nose broken so many times, it was just a flat mess against his face. You had no idea. And all I saw was my stick, and I took my stick about face high, right here, see?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now, just imagine this, Mr. Hendry.
Now, you're settling into this, Ward, in a very...
Ward, what are you doing?
Well, hold on. I just want to, just for once in my life, I want to see myself... Oh, God. Okay, we're going to take a break. Ward Hornacek is our guest from a former player for the Hershey Squirts. We're talking about a cross-check in yesterday's Buffalo Sabre Toronto Maple Leaf game. Yeah, we're way up here in the weeds in hockey. Way out here in the inside hockey, inside baseball, only it's hockey.
Yeah, inside baseball, only it's hockey.
All right, we can stop talking about it if you want to. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Are you all right?
Here, hold on. Snap out of it.
Thank you, bud. My God, you just slapped Ward Hornacek.
Holy Jesus, Dickman.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I was just thinking about that day when Gus Falafel turned around and looked at me and went, ha, 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 you think you can, and that's when the stick made contact. He said, you think you can, he made a grunting noise, you know. And right, I'm going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Ward Hornacek, Frank Gray, and our panel here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show talking hockey. The Backstage Pass, one of the great names in entertainment value. The Backstage Pass, something you can buy for 1 year or 1 month. The Backstage Pass, deep diving you into 50,000 plus hours of great audio, radio, entertainment, and digital, and netcast too. The Backstage Pass. Never have you uttered those words as loudly and as proudly and not have it be something obscene. Backstage Pass! Get one now at philhenryshow.com. Get one right now as you're listening to me. Go get it. Come back here and say, I got it. Backstage Pass at the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, for a month or for a year.
You ever had it so good, you know?
Jesus.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show with special guest Ward Hornacek and talking about hockey and everything, and Frank Gray too.
All right, thank you very, very much, and welcome back here to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Ward Hornacek, my special guest, the former hockey player with the Hershey Squirts of the American Hockey Amalgamation. Frank Gray also on the line with us as we talk with Frank. Frank was somebody ask the other day what you did with the Hershey Squirts, Frank, and I said you were the mascot.
Well, you know,
that's what you were, Frank. You're the mascot.
Yeah, but it sounds like I was somebody's little punk. You know.
Well, no, you know you weren't.
Hold on. It sounds like, hey, she's the mascot. Bring her around, and we'll pass her around the campfire or something.
Come on.
Frank
got up there dressed in a squirt outfit, which was basically just a big brown costume.
Yeah, it was a big brown costume with a big hoop skirt. It was a hoop skirt that was brown, and then it pulled over my head with two big eye holes and a big smiley face. And I remember I said to the Bagwell, the owner, I said, why would a drop of that comes out of someone's you-know-what, why would it be smiling? And Bagwell looks at me and says, because it's you're the squirt. You're not a squirt. You are the squirt. You're the Hershey Squirts.
And the Hershey Squirts again went to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, they went to Worcester. This is after I was playing and just became the Worcester Squirt.
The Worcester Squirt because of the copyright.
Yeah, because Bagwell owned the copyright on Squirts.
All right, Ward Hornacek has been talking with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show because of the game yesterday. We watched this Heritage Classic.
Not everybody's a hockey fan, Mr. Henry, so...
I know that. And so you have to give them a little context.
Yeah.
Yesterday they had a big game called the Heritage Classic. They play it outdoors. They played it in Hamilton, Ontario, between the Buffalo Sabres and the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it was quite well attended. And in that game, there was a vicious cross-check to the face of this player, Dahlin, for Buffalo by Austin Matthews.
And you made the point, Phil, that Austin Matthews is a great player and doesn't need to do that kind of thing, you know, doesn't need to...
Well, no, but Matthews, just like yourself, Ward, when Falafel pushed you to the ice, you wanted to get up and you wanted to stick it right in her face. Didn't you?
I wanted to get up, and I wanted to get some payback for it.
And as you've been talking about this, and Frank and Phil, everyone's commented, it does appear as if you are relishing the memory.
Well, hold on, Margaret. You know,
I got it, Frank.
Yeah, but Margaret, he's always pulling this.
Hey, Frank, I'm listening to Ward now.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute. You know, do I relish the memory of taking that stick?
Yeah, you did. You were...
Yeah, you're always going, yeah. No, I don't. I played hockey clean as I could. Yes, I was an enforcer. Yes, I was what you call a goon.
And I went out and I hit and I stuck people. And I protected our, as I say, back in those days, we had Skeeter Blaylock, we had Muffin Werbman. We had a bunch of good scoring players, and it was my job to make sure that they didn't get hurt and they didn't get muscled in there. So I'd go in, and a guy like Gus Falafel, a big, ugly goon, the only thing this guy was ever good for in his entire life was just pushing people around on the ice. I don't think that he could skate much more than 5 feet without falling down, you know, Frank?
Oh, Falafel was a clod from way back. Falafel, she couldn't find it with both hands and a flashlight. It's nuts.
Right. So anyway, Falafel comes up, pushes me to the ice. I turn around and I see it's Falafel, and I'm thinking, oh man, this is going to be good. And I'm almost rubbing my hands together, even though the play was still on. And so I drop the stick, and I'm rubbing my, and then I realize I have my gloves on. I drop those, and then I bend over to pick up the stick, and Falafel pushes me again.
God, well, you should have protected yourself.
Why didn't you? Push him right there. So you bent over and I bent over. So that's when I grabbed my stick and, you know, I just said, okay, it's hockey. Time to get some payback. Time to have some fun. And I looked and I said, you know, Falafel, I didn't say this, but I'm thinking you're about the ugliest. I'm just about now going to make you uglier. And I just took the stick and...
Oh, God.
You need some water?
I can get some water.
Get him some water or something. Mr. Hornacek.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're done with this interview.
Hold on, Ward. What the hell's going on with you?
I'm okay. Oh, man, that really, to this day.
To this day, you're still thinking about how Falafel put you on the ice and you weren't able to squish her nose good enough?
No, I just remember how good it felt. And I wish I could have done it again and again and again and again. All right. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Hornacek. Mr. Henry, I want you to know I didn't mean to come on your program and freak out like some freak.
Well, but we want to make sure you're all right.
Yes, if you're okay. Do you need Bud to walk you to your car? No, I don't need anybody to walk me to my car.
Hey, Ward, if it's any consolation... I think Gus Falafel got hit by a bus about 4 or 5 years ago going across the street to pick up his pension check from the American Hockey Amalgamation office.
What? I didn't even know I didn't even know they were giving out pension checks.
Oh, well, it was some pension check.
That's nice. So Mr. Falafel died.
No, she was fine, but she got decked by a bus. So between you and the bus...
Well, there's a measure of payback.
Measure of payback, see? That's all I try to say, yeah?
Good for you, Frank, and you can get out of the tub now.
I happen to like soaking in a nice warm tub. That's what you want to do, Ward. Go home and take a tub.
That's what I'm going to do. I'll go home and take a tub and forget about the whole thing. Forget that I ever heard the name Gus Falafel. You know, you don't want to obsess over these things, man.
Oh, it's...
Bend over. Are you breathing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Jesus H, Ward. I mean, you got falafel on the brain, don't you?
No. I don't want anyone to think it's about Gus Falafel. It's just how good it...
Oh, it felt good.
What felt good? Just jamming that stick in his face?
Uh-huh. But breaking his nose for the 800th time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. When you busted his nose and his eyes bulged out of his head, did he go down?
No, not right away.
Okay, Ward, thanks for being our guest on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And for being our guest, we'd like to give you a year's subscription to our website at philhenryshow.com.
Okay.
What the hell's wrong with him anyway?
Ward, snap out of it, okay? Before I put on my Hershey Squirts costume and go prancing about in front of you, you're going to want to high-stick me, and you'll never catch me.
Oh, no. Okay, you're right. That got me. You know what? Any time you say you go prancing around in that Hershey Squirt costume, oh. Ward, take a deep breath. Go home. Get in the hot tub. Great talking to you.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We're all done.
Yeah, we're done. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Which way?
That's the door right there.
Okay. Go with him, bud. I'm okay.
No, it's all right, sir.
So you need me for anything else, Phil?
No, that's fine.
No, it's all right, Frank. Although, you've been friends with this man for many years.
Yeah, Ward Hornacek, yeah.
And you never saw any kind of goofball behavior by him? Anything that bordered on neurotic or psychotic like that?
What are you talking about? Hornacek is having a normal feeling. It's like PTSD. Okay, you're in a game, you get knocked on your ass, then you take the stick and you break it across a guy's face, and you remember it. You've got fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
PTSD is not anything. It's not anything to trifle with.
All right, I don't mean that, but...
That's more than fond memories, Frank. The guy was regressing or something. I don't know. It sounded like he was, yes, going back into his childhood.
Oh, you people, you've been reading too many comic books and smoking some of the funny, right?
No, I don't smoke that. Neither do I. Nor I.
Well, I do. And as soon as I get out of this...
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, Ward Hornacek on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now a word from the Phil Hendry Show about the backstage pass.
Buy one.
Thank you. And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton is about to join us here, and there was a boat stolen from the Rusty Pelican.
Well, this is not the Rusty Pelican where he hangs out.
Yeah, the Rusty Pelican that... He hangs out at Rusty Pelican at Redondo Beach. This is a Rusty Pelican in Newport Beach.
Hey, but slow down. The what?
It's the Rusty Pelican in Newport Beach.
Yeah, the Rusty Pelican in Newport Beach, California. The story is some cat stole a yacht from in front of the Rusty Pelican. And I haven't been down in Newport Harbor in a number of years, but as I remember, there are a lot of restaurants that sort of line the shore there in the between the Pacific Coast Highway and the other side of the harbor, and there's Lido out, you know.
Yeah, no, I know the area.
Okay. And there's a bunch of restaurants there, and one of them, I think, is the Rusty Pelican.
All right, well, Chris Norton is on the line with us. For some reason, someone thought,
one of the BSP said, ask Chris Norton about this. Chris, where are you at?
Well, I'm shopping for some lights over here at the Gringer Mall. It's getting a lot of kids here.
All right, now, did you see this story?
I see what story?
The a yacht getting stolen from in front of the Rusty Pelican?
Is this the Rusty Pelican that's in Newport Beach? Hold on for a minute. Do you guys sell the big Klieg-like light bulbs? I got to get the light bulb. I have a studio. Hold on, Phil. Do you mind?
Yeah, I only got a few minutes, man.
All right. I've got a studio. I film a lot of adult films, and I need things well lit, and I need it to glisten and to glow. Do you have those large... a pigtail light bulb for a big umbrella light? Over in the back. What back? Okay. The back of the store. Yeah, okay, that's what he's talking about.
What back do you think he's talking about?
I don't know, General. I'm just trying to...
All right, so what do you know of the story?
Well, I know there's a Rusty Pelican in Newport Beach, and I know that we have a Rusty Pelican. The Rusty Pelican I hang out is at Redondo Beach. And it's not on a harbor. Rusty Pelican Redondo Beach is right on PCH, just faces a street, you know. So if anybody's ripping off a yacht, I mean, I don't know. Just because I go to the Rusty Pelican doesn't mean I know every theft, doesn't mean I know every crime that's committed, you know, in around. The only crime that I seen committed at the Rusty Pelican Redondo Beach was 1 year someone stole Guy Fien's Maserati. I took it for a joyride, you know, but then they brought it back and I park it.
Guy Fien.
Yeah.
Who's he?
He's a guy. I mean, what do you mean? What difference does that make?
Well, he had a Maserati parked right out in front of the restaurant.
Yeah, it was an old one. It was like a 1985, beautiful baby blue, but sort of like a light blue. And some joker just jumped in it, hotwired it, and went around a block in it, and then jumped out and ran away.
Did you see this happen?
Yeah, I was standing right there with Rick Street Beef.
This was in 85?
No, it was in 85. God, man, try to keep up.
All right.
It was a 1985 Maserati. And some dork, some guy who was wearing saddle shoes and had a beanie on, I don't know, he just jumped in, hotwire it, and he drove it around the block, you know. Yeah, these are the lights right here. Can I get five of them?
Yeah, okay. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put them in the...
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd help. So,
All right, so thank you very much. So the only thing you ever saw happen at the Rusty Pelican in Redondo Beach is someone stole
Guy Fien.
Guy Fien's Maserati.
Guy Fien, now was he a filmmaker?
I don't know what he did. He did. He always wore a red suit. He got out of this Maserati, wore a red suit, and he'd come in and say hi. And he was a good-looking guy. He wasn't good-looking at me. I had to rope my bar stool off, but he never... Hold on for a minute. Hey, what's up? What's up? Yeah. Yeah? You want some? I'll talk to you. I'll be off the phone here in about 5 minutes. So I got to get going, Phil.
So the guy wore a red suit and...
Yeah, he'd come in and try to pick up the shakes, but... My bar stool was roped off. He just sat at his own bar stool, didn't need to be roped off. I'll be with you in a minute, honey. So I gotta put these lights in my car, and then I got, you know, yeah? Her dad?
What the hell happened? What happened, Chris?
I think I just got kneed in a ball.
Got kneed in your one ball or two?
Both balls. I'm just messing around.
Yeah, that's great. Good luck with the lights.
What's that? Oh, yeah, these lights, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, but Guy Fien was...
Guy Fien and his Maserati. All right, folks, thanks very much. This has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And many thanks to Guy Fien, Ward Hornacek, Frank Gray,
and that girl's dad.
What do you mean, good girl's dad?
The fake dad that fake kicked Chris in his...
Oh, yeah.
Double paper evening servant. See you soon, Mr.
Then are the Misery Slims. Yeah.